Hello.
Hello, this is Andrew with customer support. We're returning your call. May I have your zip code?
85266.
Thank you. May I have your first and last name?
My last name is Alpeter, A-L-P-E-T-E-R.
And your first name?
Ann.
Okay. I do see your name here. Will you verify your mailing address, please?
6708 East Soaring Eagle Way, Scottsdale, Arizona.
Okay. So I see on the account you have the Bites Hub. It's an app that helps you plan healthier meals. It's designed to help you cut sugar and carbs from your diet. Is that what you're calling about?
What's the name of it?
Bites Hub. It's an app. It was emailed to you.
Yeah, no, I don't. I don't have an app named Bites Herb or whatever.
They emailed it to you.
It was emailed to you,
so you can download it to your phone or your device, whatever you want to use it on.
Well, I'm looking at my. What was the date on that? I'm going through my checking account. Mm-hmm. I never made a purchase. I've never heard of it. I'm getting ready to dispute it, and they suggested that I call you first.
So this was ordered when you were, looks like you were looking at a Dyson vacuum cleaner ad or something.
Oh, you know.
And you got to the product page and ordered this.
No, I did not order it. And I did not order a Dyson cleaner. That was disputed last month and settled. They returned the money. I'm on some kind of a list where they're just taking things off. Are you the person? Or are you involved with the person?
I'm not sure who you're referring to. This is a third-party call center. We answer the phone for over 100 companies that sell products like these.
Yeah, well, I'm going to dispute that, or you can take it off.
Okay.
It's your choice.
Well, there's no, I don't see any indication that this is a bogus charge. It looks like you were on there trying to win a Dyson vacuum and got to the Bites Hub and placed the order.
No, that is not true. That is absolutely not true, because last month I did order as a free gift a Dyson vacuum cleaner.
Mm-hmm.
And they wanted was the shipping charge. And then they charged me, I can't even remember, $30 or $40. So I disputed it. I did not want it for $30 or $40. And it was taken off my, out of my checking account.
Okay.
So then this one came along. And isn't it funny? It's connected to this Dyson thing.
Okay. Well, if you have disputed a charge, we would need the credit card company to call back with you on the line, indicating that you're going to drop the dispute and they can speak with you about the charges you've incurred.
No, I'm not going to drop the dispute. I'm not going to drop this. I'm not going to let this happen to me every month. This is ridiculous.
Okay. Well, we'll definitely go ahead and notate the account that you filed the dispute, and we have offered you an opportunity to speak with them, and they will talk with you again, of course.
Who do I speak to?
Your financial institution?
Bank of America. I've already talked to them, but I will talk to them again.
Yes, ma'am. If you filed the dispute already, this company can't assist you with anything, because if there's a dispute pending, we can't help you resolve anything on our end.
I haven't done the dispute yet.
I talked
with them, and they said for me to call you.
Okay.
And I'm calling you.
Okay. Well, if you have not filed the dispute, I'll check with my supervisor to see what else we can do for you, okay? One moment.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I've spoken with my supervisor. He did say he, as a good faith effort, he'll go ahead and refund the account, and we'll make sure it's closed so the company won't bill you anymore. But, of course, he wanted me to reiterate to you to be careful the next time you place an order, because the terms and conditions are there and they're valid. So I'm not sure how you got to that website.
I'm not sure either, but I appreciate your doing this. Thank you very much.
You're
I'll be
welcome.
checking on it.
Okay,
All right.
hold up. If you hold the line, I need to take care of it while you're on the phone.
Okay.
One moment. Okay, so I have the refunds requested. You will get an email first, and then the card will be credited in 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, I'm curious. How do you know my email?
It's on the account when the order was placed. The email we have on file is your first name is ANNE and your last name at gmail.com.
Okay, I'll be looking for it then. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. All right, well, thank you for calling customer support, and have a good night.
Okay.